"Very well, as far as I could judge from my eyes."
"You saw him, then?"
"He entered the Marechal's apartment whilst I was there."
"And you spoke to him?"
"Why, it was he who spoke to me, sir," said Dantès with a smile.
"And what did he say to you?"
"Asked me questions about the ship, the time he'd left Marseille, the course she had taken, and what was her cargo. I told him I was only mate and that she belonged to the firm of Morel and Son."
Ah, he said.
"I know them. The Morels have been ship owners from father to son, and there was a Morel who served in the same regiment with me when I was in garrison at Valence."
"Pardieu! And this is true!" cried the owner, greatly delighted.
"You did very right, Dantès, to follow Captain Leclerc's instruction and touch at the Isle of Elba, although, if it were known that you had conveyed a packet to the Marechal and had conversed with the Emperor, it might bring you into trouble."
"Well, how could that bring me into trouble, sir?"
asked Dantès, "for I did not even know of what I was the bearer. But your pardon, here are the officers of health and the customs." As Dantès departed, Danglars approached again and said, "Well, it appears that he has given you satisfactory reasons for his landing at Porto Ferrau."
"Yes, it was Captain Leclerc who gave orders for this delay.
Talking of Captain Leclerc, has not Dantès given you a letter from him?"
"To me?"
"No, was there one?"
"I believe that beside the packet, Captain Leclerc..."